basically, when you walk in, the first thing you're going to see are the big giant signs all over the wall that tell you that I'm offering tours and investigations to several locations here in the greater Cincinnati area, one being Bobby Mackey's, the Domsville Rectory, the Wolf House, and the Thompson House, and then other smaller locations are always coming to our attention. Then we also have a great big counter, and it's going to be full of all kinds of ghost hunting equipment for those ghost hunting groups out there that like to go around investigating. Everything from K2 meters to cameras, full spectrum lights, mel meters, ghost boxes. So just about anything you need in the way of ghost gear, I've got that.
This sounds a little bit like a pop-up store to capitalize on Halloween, but in your case, this is a real year-round business.
Yes, yeah, we're here all the time. Actually, I've been running a small paranormal shop out of Bobby Mackey's, and when we kind of outgrew that zone, I needed to expand, so we brought it on up the street, and that's allowed me to put everything I've been wanting in a shop but didn't have the space for. So I've got another counter that's full of healing and cleansing items. Sage, white sage, crystals, dowsing rods, Indian Native American necklaces and dream catchers, that sort of thing.
So you carry really everything from holistic items right through the ghost catching items.
Right.
You've got such an unusual collection. I know you travel extensively to find stock, but you also try to find particular items for your customers that ask for specific things. Mm-hmm. What's the strangest request you've ever gotten?
They're not really all that strange. They're just different or unique for me. And that's some of the Wiccan type stuff that people ask for saging and cleaning, that sort of thing. Sometimes they just want special metals, that sort of stuff, or how-to books.
Is there a particular type of person who comes into your store? I'd imagine years ago it would have been kind of a goth crowd, but these things are becoming more mainstream. You have the ghost hunting hobbyists you were talking about. What kind of people stop by?
You would be surprised. The people that come into the shop and the people who take these tours and go on investigations, it's a majority across the board, a little bit of everybody. I've had senators and governors come in, and of course they give a fictitious name because they don't want anybody to think they're crazy. And then I've got mom and pop from down the street, grandma and grandpa. I've got your local high school kids come in as groups. You name it, they're there.
As you mentioned, one of the staples of your business is giving haunted tours. There are lots of things there to see in Wilder and certainly in the Cincinnati, Newport, Northern Kentucky area. Has anybody ever seen a ghost on your tours?
Absolutely. We get pictures all the time. On a good day, you'll actually see some things go sailing across the room.
Really?
Yep. I've also got one book that I've recently written. It was just released, Wicked Day Walk, the tour guide's book. It's all about Bobby Mackey's from the 1600s up to now. But there's over 400 photos in that book. They not only show the floor plans and what the building looks like, but at least half of them are photos that people who have been on the tours and caught paranormal things have given them to me to share and put in the book.
You can find out how to get more information about Wanda Kay's Ghost Shop tours and more on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Wanda Kay, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.